I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game, commentator Alyssa Eli's grand encounter with some extreme athletes. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our discussion of the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hi, Bill, and hello to Iowa Public Radio. Is this heaven? No, this is Iowa. Great, I can get a corn dog.
Early this week, I saw a picture of Tiger Woods talking with some 14-year-old kid on the golf course at Augusta, and then I saw that that same teen, the youngest ever to compete in the Masters, shot a 73 in his first round. Is Tin Long Guan the next Tiger Woods?
Well, one hopes that things will work out a little bit better for the young man than have worked out for Tiger in his later years. If he is as imperturbable as people like Phil Mickelson and Jack Nicklaus are praising him for being, he's going to be around a long time.
Another photo op from the site of the Masters featured the former Secretary of State, Condoleezza Rice, standing on the putting green in a green jacket. Were you aware that Ms. Rice had won the tournament at some point?
Look, Mommy. Look, Daddy. It's 1979. Yes, Augusta National has allowed Condoleezza Rice and Darla Moore to become members, despite the fact that they are, as you know, Ovarian Americans. I am not going to stand on my head and cheer for this.
Bench-clearing brawls are never a good idea, Charlie. I would say that's especially true of Thursday night's melee between the San Diego Padres and the Los Angeles Dodgers, in which the Dodgers ace, Zach Greinke, due to be paid $147 million over the next 6 years, suffered a broken collarbone. So I assume you'd agree it wasn't a good idea.
The whole rush the mound because you got hit by a pitch thing, or I'm going to stand in here and I'm not going to take no nonsense thing is getting really old. Carlos Quentin got hit by a pitch. He rushed Zach Greinke, threw him to the ground, and broke his collarbone. This is stupid. It's wrong. And the only way it's going to change is if baseball players themselves convince themselves that it's stupid and wrong.
Major League Baseball has paid a former employee of the anti-aging clinic Biogenesis for documents which could prove whether or not players purchased performance-enhancing drugs. This clearly won't stand up in a court of law, but will whatever MLB discovers withstand the scrutiny of Justice Pierce?
No, because it's going to get leaked to every newspaper in America as soon as they get the documents, and now we know that they're willing to stoop to bribery to get it. The war on some people who take some drugs goes on apace.
Last year, the Miami Marlins opened a $634 million stadium that was more than 80% financed with public money. Marlins owner Jeffrey Loria had told officials the stadium was absolutely necessary for the team to draw fans. How's that working out?
Not well, because they keep running all these photos of the largely empty park because Jeffrey Loria is in it for the dough and not for the baseball, and he's put together a terrible baseball team in a lavishly financed public stadium. And let us not forget to point out that the voters and the citizens of this particular part of Florida are the biggest suckers on two shoes.
And they have recently petitioned the President of the United States to force Mr. Loria out, which is an interesting presidential duty.
I've looked up and down Article 1. I don't see any authority that the President can eliminate having your baseball team owned by a chop shop operator.
Based on the contents of a package that arrived at Wrigley Field addressed to Cubs owner Tom Ricketts, would you say Mr. Ricketts had an even worse week than Mr. Loria?
Well, that depends. I mean, on how attached he was to this particular goat whose head he was delivered. The whole goats and the Cubs things is a Chicago equivalent of the Curse of the Bambino. The owner of the Billy Goat Tavern was not allowed to bring his goat into the ballpark. The Cubs haven't won anything since. The keepers of the curse have passed from Billy Sionis' family to the Corleones.
On Wednesday night, management of the Boston Red Sox announced that the string of 820 consecutive sellouts at Fenway had ended. This so distressed the employees on the field that they gave up 5 runs in the 9th inning and blew a game to the Orioles. Management probably should have held off on that announcement till the game was over, don't you think?
They cannot work in this ambiance. the Red Sox have been keeping this particularly fraudulent balloon in the air long enough.
The Yankees are injured. The Mets aren't expected to dazzle anybody this summer, but New Yorkers are celebrating anyway, at least if they're basketball fans. Why is that?
The New York Knickerbockers have won their first division title since 1994 and are playing extraordinarily well.
The NHL and its players have partnered with You Can Play, which is an organization founded just over a year ago to fight against homophobia. Has this group come a long way in just over a year, or was hockey always less homophobic than we might have assumed?
That's the best question of this whole thing. Hockey players are in many ways more open-minded to the world than most of us are. This is an extraordinary event, and the NHL has been so far out ahead of the parade on this that there's practically no second place among the sports. All you can keep saying is good on these people because they're just doing the Lord's work in this.
The Edmonton City Council has approved a deal to build a new downtown arena, even though the project is still lacking $100 million in funding. For their part, the Oilers promised to stay in town for the next 35 years. So who ponies up the rest of the cash, and how long before the Oilers leave in the middle of the night with a couple of vans?
Well, Edmonton thought the province of Alberta should do it, but the premier of the province has said there's not going to be any direct provincial funding for the arena, probably because, A, the premier doesn't want to get into a bidding war with Calgary, and, B, because the premier is still trying to build that stupid pipeline and has bigger things on her mind than making sure the Oilers have a new home to play in.
Charlie, there's no room for wrestling in the Olympics, and there's no room for baseball, and there's no room for softball, but the IOC is considering three-on-three basketball and BMX freestyle biking. Have the Lords of the Rings turned the decision-making over to their grandchildren?
Everything now is going to be compared to getting rid of wrestling, because wrestling was in the original Olympics,
right?
And back in the days when the Greeks were never dreaming of things like BMX or anything like this. And I'm still waiting to hear from Zeus, because I think he's ticked.
Speaking of the Olympics, 75 Olympic medalists are sending a letter to President Obama. What's on their collective mind?
They are winter sports athletes, and they're being rather alarmed by the fact that we don't have winter anymore because of the great climate change hoax, which, as we all know, is invented by scientists to make money. So they've signed a letter saying, you know, let's get with the program. The letter says, without a doubt, winter is in trouble, and it's going to be very hard to do the half pipe on grass because you really can't build up the momentum.
It would be dull to watch.
It would be awful television.
And finally, Charlie,
sports!
I, for one, have always found spelling bees tough enough as they are. And now the organizers of the famous Scripps National Spelling Bee have decided that they're going to make their event even more difficult. How are they going to do that?
They're going to throw in vocabulary tests that are multiple choice. You know, you see, like, all kinds of major sports putting in things to appeal to the younger viewer and the television audience and the computer age.
Yeah.
This would seem to just slow things down. I know how to spell lots of words I don't know how they mean.
And I know the meaning of lots of words that I couldn't spell.
That's why we're a great team.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland, among other places. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.
Yes, I'm a spelling bee champ.